welcome to Subspace with His Little Sophie. I'm Sophie, your effervescent hostess. This is a podcast for subbies by a subbie. This show covers things from the mundane to the sexually charged. So sit back, relax, and join the show. Today I want to talk about past dom damage. And basically, that's dealing with any issues that may be lying around after you and your dominant have parted ways. Sometimes you part in good ways and you just have a little bit of mental work you have to do to get them out of your head. But most times, a lot of dominant submissive relationships end because of some sort of disagreement and there's hurt feelings left on one side. I'm not talking about the regular withdrawal that you experience after not having a dominant, after having a dominant for a little while. I'm talking about where you can see that it affects your everyday life. For instance, I'll give you an example from my life, as I try to do. I'm on the tail end of it now, but I'm dealing with some past dominant issues. I had a dominant in my life that we were totally into mental play. I love cycle play. I'm totally into the mind fuck. I'm totally into erotic hypnosis. I'm into all these different things. And because I was so in love with him, and because I was so, he kept me in my headspace basically 24/7. I've not had anyone be able to do that since, but I'm saying this was the only man that ever kept me totally in the slave mind. I mean, nothing could penetrate it, not everyday ups and downs, not anything. I never, ever came out of my headspace. And it's very weird because I am very dominant in my daytime life. You know, as far as when I deal with the vanilla world or the outside world, I'm very dominant. In fact, you know, I was a dominant prior to meeting this man. I had never wanted to submit to anyone. I basically practically couldn't. You know, so this is what's so amazing about that is because this man brought that out of me. I mean, so totally and so completely. And just totally dominant part of me just went bye-bye. And I don't know exactly how all that happened. I mean, I have ideas. As a fact, I guess I know. We did a lot of mental play, so. But to this day, I've never been able to achieve that level that I achieved with this person. Well, this person and I had a breakup that was quite bad. I got pregnant by him, and at that point, he had said he had never wanted children. It was totally a freak of nature, and he basically freaked out, weirded out, whatever, but he totally did something totally unexpected, and he just kind of disappeared. It's not that I didn't know where he was. It's basically he said some things that hurt, and then he wanted no contact. And me being the proud person that I am, me having the temper that I have, I was just like, well, fuck you then. You know, that's just the way I felt about it. Nothing had changed in my feelings, but that dominant side came back out and just said, you know, no, I am not going to allow you to do this. So fuck it, we'll raise this child on our own. Unfortunately, I lost this child at 5 months and did that all by myself, all alone, no him, no nothing, and it was a very stressful time. Well, it took me a long time to get over him. I mean, I didn't date for quite some time. I just was hurting too badly. But I guess somewhere in the back of my mind, I still was in love with him. I don't know. I just say that he placed some landmines in my brain because we did practice hypnoplay, and because we did a whole lot of mind fucks and things to that nature. So there was things that I didn't even realize myself. So, like, it took me a long time, even with my present master, I had to still talk about it. My master is a gem because he dealt with that damage and baggage, and slowly but surely. I mean, okay, I'll give you an example. This past dominant used to, everything we did was to the Beatles, and do not laugh. I guess he was a Beatle freak or whatever. But he did everything to the Beatles, and I loved the Beatles too. He would send me Beatles songs and tell me to listen for the message. You know, he put a message that he would say that what they're saying is in this song is what he feels about me. So he would tell me to listen to the songs very closely. So I would listen to that. We would make love to the Beatles. And that one I found kind of weird, but I went with it because it would happen over and over and over again. Then he would tell me to listen to the Beatles just, you know, in my every, you know, he would just ask me questions to the point that I wanted to know as many Beatles songs as I could. I wanted to be up on Beatles everything, you know, because he really was into it. Whenever I got sick, you know, we're very much naturalists, and I'm a vegan, and he was vegan at the time. He was a vegetarian, became a vegan with me, and so he didn't believe in taking medications for, like, headaches and things, and sickness and things like that. He just felt like that was, well, put it this way, I wasn't a vegan until, or a vegetarian, I wasn't a vegetarian or vegan until he made me. Okay, so I was forced into becoming a vegetarian. You know, he just kept using the same techniques to work about changes in me. I mean, me give up my meat, and this is the girl who used to laugh, I love my, and say, I love my bacon. You know, I kiss a pig in the mouth for some bacon, you know, some gross stuff like that. But he had that much control over me that I stopped eating meat. I exercised because he made me, you know. I had to do a certain amount of exercise every single day. The thought of displeasing him became like my worst nightmare. Like I would cry. If I did something wrong, I would cry and be a hysterical mess because I had to tell him that I did wrong. And that was more punishment than anything. And not to mention that he was a sadistic bastard. You know, so any punishment that he was going to come up with not only was going to fuck with my mind, it was going to fuck with my body. And, oh my gosh, it just, you know, even I think about it, I'm just not even happy about it. But we did these kind of mind games and mind play. And so when we broke up, there was a lot of stuff left around that I didn't know. There was a lot of stuff that I did know, but I thought that was kind of just getting over with being in love with the dominant. And it hurt me because after him, I kind of shut a part of my brain off so that I didn't have to ever experience that again. And I mean, isn't it smart and wise to be picky and choosy about who you let into your mind like that? I trusted him totally, so I had no qualms. You know, he said he loved me. He said he would never abandon me. He said he would always be there. We had dreams, we had goals, we had desires. And I trusted him wholeheartedly. I knew he had a dark side. I knew he dealt with issues, but my love was unconditional, you know. And so when we broke up and had no contact, I just kind of went a little bit crazy. I have trust issues to this day because of that, but I didn't trust any male dominant at all for a very long time. In fact, even when I met my master, I just kind of like said, you know, I really just don't want to do this. Why? Because the past dominant that did all this mental work was in his early 20s, and he was young. He was like 12 years, no, as a matter of fact, he was 15 years younger than me at that time. And, you know, I look back and I think, how the hell did this young boy do this to me? But how did I allow this young boy to do this? But, you know, if you say there's about, talk about old souls, you know, he was an old soul. I mean, he had some soul, he had some flavor. He was on his shit, you know. He is quite an interesting man. He just is a fuck up. Anyway, I digress. So Master had to deal with all this stuff. I couldn't even listen to the Beatles, trust me. Master wanted to listen to some Beatles. I could not listen to the Beatles in any way, shape, or form without having some sort of mental reaction. I just started being able to listen to the Beatles in the last year. No lie. And this was 3 years ago. So, there you go. So, Master had gotten most of everything soothed out, taken care of. There was still a little part that was locked away, but Master just kind of felt like he could, for the long game, he was here for the long game, and he would take care of every little nuance or whatever. Later, he would totally eradicate this past dominant from my life, slowly but surely. But he didn't want to do it in a traumatic and jarring fashion. So, you know, he had taken care of mostly all the other things. So, recently, this past dominant shows up. Okay, after 3 years. Well, it's not exactly 3 years. It will be exactly 3 years next month, in a couple of weeks. He shows up. Number one, he did, you know, he didn't know about the baby's death because basically I felt like he was a piece of shit and he didn't need to know that. You know, part of me, the hurt part of me was like, you're gonna wonder forever, sucka. But I am a believer in karma and I don't, you know, he didn't want contact with me. So number one, I felt like he could wander forever. And number two, I felt like, you know, well, how can I tell him, you know? I could have told him, you know. I guess I could have nailed him. But I really didn't. I just felt like that bastard deserved to wander forever. And part of me wanted him to come find me and ask me if that ever came down to it. And he did. Finally, you know, he showed up last month. I mean, I've been going through a lot of shit, people. That's why I haven't been podcasting, because I've been dealing with some shit. He shows up, wants to know about the baby, wants to know about where did I end up. You know, he felt so bad, he said. You know, he wanted to make sure that I wasn't in the gutter with his child somewhere, I guess. I just lost my damn mind. I freaked the fuck out or something. I don't know. He started the same things and the shit that I didn't even know was there came forth. He was just like, I still love you. I don't want to, you know, chalk it up to the naivety of youth, because that's not a real, I mean, he just made it sound so good and I relented. I forgave him. Do you hear me? I forgave him and admitted to him that I still loved him. Now, my master is still here. My master was there through the whole process. I never kept anything from my master, my current master. He knew. He was right there. And he said to me, my master said, I love you. You belong to me. I don't lose what is mine. I keep what is mine. And that's all he said. So he said, go on and work out your issues. Well, in the inside of my mind, I did not know. I had a real turmoil because this dominant was like, I miss you, I love you, I want you back. I did the most horrible thing in my life. It took me 3 years to realize that, you know, I lost the best thing in my life, the best thing I had going. You know, all this shit, he started fucking with my head again. And me, I went snapped right back into his suggestibility. You know, Master would, he would say something, and then that Master would spend all night long refuting it, because I had no control for myself. I couldn't, you know, all I could see was, he still loves me. Like, a part of me still loves him. But what it boiled down to was, I was in love with who I thought he was, because he couldn't have been what he said he was. If he would have been, he wouldn't have walked out on me and our child in my time of need. He wouldn't have disappeared without no contact. It wouldn't have taken him 3 years to come back and say all the things that he should have said. He did not do things properly. He did not do things decently and in order. And he did not deserve to even have my forgiveness. However, that's just who I am, and I gave that forgiveness. So here I am. I feel much freer because I did a lot of mental work over the past 2 weeks. I really examined and looked for all the triggers, because I can still listen to, oh, and I didn't mention that he sent me a Beatles song. He was like, this is for you, and this kind of explains what I feel. And it was a song by George Harrison called Long, Long, Long Time or something like that, Long, Long, Long. You know, and it had that same humdrummy quality that used to put me in a trance. Don't ask me how, but, you know, it did. I am most skeptical of, you know, hypnosis and all that stuff. I was, anyhow. But I don't know how he did it. He had a lot of time on his hands, I'm going to assume. But you guys may be battling with some past dominant baggage where you did everything that you were supposed to do and that dominant did not fulfill their word to you. And it might be fucking up the relationship you got right now with your dominant. You might have a piece of you like me that I guard. I'm guarding it. I want to give it to my master so badly. I want to give it to him, but I don't know how yet. I mean, it's gotten smaller. You know, 3 weeks ago, it was the size of a quarter. This week, it's the size of a dime. I'm almost have this whole thing eradicated. So, you know, there is help. There is hope. You have to have either the determination in yourself, and if you don't, a good friend that can help you, or if you're lucky enough to have a great dominant in your life now, perhaps speak to them about it. Work through it together. You know, my master owns me, you know, and I know that, you know, the past dominant saw my collar and was like pissed. Like, he tried to make it seem like, why didn't I wait 3 years for him? A, I never knew that you were coming back or not. And number two, I waited for you for a year to come to your senses and you didn't. So, you know, I had to move on, you know, but I have a great, awesome master right now that loves me more than anything. I mean, they actually had words, you know. My master was like, when it came down to it, you didn't man up. When it came down to it, you weren't there. When it comes down to it, that's mine. I manned up. I did what I had to do. I said, I want this woman. And I did what it took to have this woman. You didn't. So you think that I'm going to let her go or turn her over to you? I see exactly what you're doing. You're trying to hurt her again. And I'm not going to allow you to do that. Basically, enjoy this while you can, because you are a thing of the past, my boy. And that's true, because now I don't have that feeling. I mean, I had a breakthrough a couple of days ago or so, and I cried to my master, and I begged his forgiveness, because I've put him through a lot in the last 2 years that we've been together. You know, I've put him through so much mentally, and I told him I was broken. You know, I said, I don't know what I can do about this, but I feel broken inside somewhere, and I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to get started with something that I'm not ready to get started with. And my master was basically like, let's just be friends and take it one day at a time. And he was like, you know, the only way you can know you can trust someone is to trust them. And that really fucked my brain up. And I thought, fuck, he's trying to fuck with my brain. But he did say, he said, the only way you know you can trust someone is to trust them. And that was kind of sealed the deal for me, because I felt like that. I felt like the only way I'm going to live again is to trust again. And so I did that. So, guys, there is hope. Right now, you may be thinking, I hate this person. Because that's what I was. I was like, I hate this person for fucking up my life. I hate myself for allowing this person to fuck up my life. But then at the same time, I love this person. Because like, it was like I was on crack. My master didn't forbid me not to speak to him. He said, do what you gotta do. And I spoke with him on the phone. I spent a lot of time with him. I mean, I even made an ultimate sacrifice. My master was like, okay, if you need to go and see him, then you go ahead and do that. And the past down was like, you know, what you up to? You know, they were like playing some master game of chess, and I was like the damn pawn or something. But they were battling it out really nice, nasty. You know, you ever see two nice, nasty people fight? They fight. They're having a knockdown, drag down fight, but they're saying doing it so nicely. You know, and my master was like, if you need to go and see this person, you can. I'm not going to tell you what to do or what not to do. I trust you to do the right thing. I know the dominant in you will do the right thing. So I'm not worried about it. You know, all I got to say is if you break down and fuck or whatever you do, use a condom. That's it. But he's like, I have absolute and utter confidence that this dude is going to flake out because he is a flake, because he's a liar, and because he's a game player. So, you know, he gave him full permission to do everything, but secretly in his mind, he knew that this guy was going to live true to his situation. He kind of like disappeared again for a few days. Like, he didn't say what he was going to do or whatever. I mean, this is after days and days and days of I love yous and I messed up and I want you back, but now you're with Owen and, you know, you seem happy. And I mean, he would do all kinds of mental shit. Do two people who love each other have to be together? I mean, he was really laying it on thick. But at the time, I couldn't see that because I was highly still suggestible to him. But there was that part of me that belongs, well, all of me, it belongs to Owen, but there was that part that consciously knew. And I just basically said, I will not leave him. I will not. He has always been there. He has never hurt me. And I will not hurt him. So, you know, something else might have to come up. I might have to come spend some time with you or whatever and get this shit worked out. But there was no way that I was going to leave my master. I was just in a fucked up place. You know, how can you be in love with two men? And he was like, I am not going to share you. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Is this some bad nightmare? So I want you guys to realize that, yes, there is damage that can be done with mental play or any type of serious play where the submissive is totally in a state of high suggestibility. You know, if you don't deal with those things, they can lay around like little landmines and pop up when you least expect it. When you think that you're over this person or you think that it's over, if you haven't done mental work, it's not over, you know. And I am one of the big, you couldn't even have told me that he would, I never believed he would come back. I never believed I would have behaved so shamefully. And everybody was like, you know, all my friends was like, fuck him, tell him to go fuck himself. He wasn't here for all this shit. You know, all my friends that had to scrape me off the fucking asphalt, you know, because I was roadkill. I was done when he was done with me. I was a wreck. All my friends had to put me back together again to get me into, I couldn't work. I was like distraught, you know, and on top of that, you know, losing baby at the same time. I was a fucked up mess, you know, and I was like, guess who's back? And they were like, oh, fuck him, fuck that. You know, like they induced rage. And I was like, no, he's so sorry. Look at the emails. They're like, fuck these emails. Fuck him. Do not accept his emails. Do not accept his calls. Do not go see him, you know. It's not like I can see him anyway right now because he's in Scotland and I'm here in Canada. So it wasn't like it was going to be an easy thing to see. So, but he's like, everybody's just like, fuck him. But I couldn't say fuck you. Not until maybe a couple of days ago, you know. I was just like, you know what? Fuck him. He is not worth my tears. He's not worth my service. He's not worth my time. He's not worthy of my beautiful submission. Because it is a thing of beauty. A submissive that submits to a master wholeheartedly and completely is a beautiful thing. It is an act of love. And whoever trespasses on that beauty is wrong and not deserving of such a wonderful gift. Well, thanks for sticking in there with me, guys, and I hope so much that you're able to deal with any past dominant issues you may have, and I'll see you next time.
You have been listening to Subspace with His Lil Sophie. Once again, I would like to thank you for joining us today, and I hope to see you again next time.